Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. India's anti-conversion laws appear to remain unaddressed after this weekend's meeting between U.S. and India leaders. Then, a story from the floor of Lausanne 4. But first, India Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Joseph Biden met in the U.S. on Saturday. But the topic of religious freedom appears to have been absent from their conversation. For years now, entities like USERF have voiced concerns over India's anti-conversion laws, which are present in 12 of its 28 states. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says he hasn't heard much recently of a push for a nationwide anti-conversion law.
But you know that it's on their agenda that they're going to try to slip this in as soon as they can when they feel the time is right. And so we do remain waiting and watching on that.
Modi has been prime minister since 2014 and is credited with strengthening Hindu nationalism in India. But as of June, his party does not hold the same majority it once had.
Well, it's been interesting as we see the BJP party grow stronger in some states and weaker in others. We've actually seen one state, Karnataka, repeal its anti-conversion law in the last year. We see that as a big win for the body of Christ and for the country of India as a whole to ensure freedom of religion, which is their constitutional right.
India is number 11 on the World Watch list from Open Doors. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Pray that the Holy Spirit can break through this and bring truth, shed truth into their hearts and minds on their leadership over the people of India.
Meanwhile, Bible translation in least-reached communities is challenging to say the least. Dane with Unfolding Word describes one challenge that comes even from very good intentions.
There are places in the world where courageous and sacrificial Bible translation missionaries have gone, and they've translated a Bible for a people. And note very carefully how I said that. An outsider came in, and they translated a Bible for a people group. And because of that, the people group really never took ownership of the Bible. They didn't feel like it belonged to them. And we call that a Bible without a village, because the village didn't adopt it.
That's why Unfolding Word emphasizes church-centric Bible translation.
The church-centric Bible translation approach from the very get-go says, this belongs to you. We're not here to tell you what to do or to do something and try to sell it to you, get you to buy into the idea. We're here to meet a need that you've already expressed, that you want God's word in your own heart language, and we're going to equip you to do that.
Pray that God would open doors for church-centric Bible translations, especially in restricted countries.
That's one more reason for church-centric Bible translation, is because these are places where Westerners probably cannot go now and certainly won't be able to go in the future.
And finally, for a conference with over 10,000 participants, in person and virtually, it's hard to imagine what the emerging story might be for something as big as the 4th Lausanne Congress happening now in Seoul, South Korea. MNN's Ruth Kramer reporting from on-site.
It's early days yet, but these meetings have the feel of significance attached to them. The Lausanne 4 journey has been shaped by an extensive global listening process, multiple regional gatherings, and preparation for collaboration around gaps and opportunities that face global mission today. That all came together in the release of the State of the Great Commission report and the manifesto, The Seoul Statement. Delegates are working through filling in those gaps via collaboration and partnership in God's mission, our obedience to Jesus' Great Commission, and the Church's calling in today's rapidly changing world. As the week progresses, the theme, Let the Church Declare and Display Christ Together, resonates with everyone in the room, and it sounds beautiful in the holy chaos. The big thing here is how to make it stick after the mountaintop high of fantastic worship and the compelling rallying messages stand against the legacy of world-changing manifestos. There's more to come in the days ahead. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Lausanne 4, Seoul, South Korea.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.